Set down your sleepy water and your Mr. Whistle. Take off that raincoat and grab a cold beer. It's time to have a real talk about pediatric dentistry. You're listening to Brews and Tiny Teeth, the unfiltered pediatric dentistry podcast.
And we're live.
Great.
Want to crack it together with me?
Let's do it.
What's the name of this place again? This is your buddy's place?
Deep Sleep Brewing.
Deep Sleep Brewing.
Patrick's feeling hazy.
I wonder if he, since he's an anesthesiologist and has the intubation going on, I wonder if he got creative and drew that himself or if he hired out the artwork.
You know, it used to, the artwork's changed. Every year it changes.
It gets
but I like it.
It's a hazy IPA.
Hazy IPA. It's pretty good.
Just to give listeners context here, too, you know, we're sitting at a winery, and I just had a wine slushy, and we're like, well, if we're going to do a podcast, we got to get beer and keep it to...
And Tiny Teeth podcast.
Yeah, yeah, which has been a while since I've been doing them over lunch. Like, it feels good to actually do it with a beer, like, sticking...
Oh, you're not doing beers after lunch?
I'm not. I feel like that's frowned upon. The dental board might not like that.
Yeah, good choice.
Good choice.
All right.
Not a bad beer.
So, I figured... Because I get really off topic. I thought we need to just start the podcast with the big announcement right off the bat. Be really clear about it. So that if we get talking and going, people don't have to listen 10 minutes into tweet out what actually is our big announcement today. But you want to tell people what we've been working on the last few months?
Sure. Yeah. So Casey and I have been working on a on-demand educational platform for people that want to open their own practice. Casey and I talk to a lot of dentists, more so Casey on through his podcast platform, but I do through coaching, and we talk to a lot of people that are hesitant, unwilling, or just nervous to open their own office, which there's a lot to go on. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of questions. So Casey and I took what we've learned through the process and created this educational platform that's on demand that goes through each step from start to finish of how to open your own practice.
Yeah.
Was that a good summary?
That was perfect summary. Great. It was nice and concise. I thought to myself, I remember what I was doing at the time when you messaged me with this idea. It was like, it was this fall in October, and we basically worked on it solid in downtime since, you know, mid-October till, you know, now it's April, May time period. But I was climbing up into a deer stand to bow hunt for my first time in the fall. And I was sitting in that deer stand and I opened my phone and it's a text from you. And it's, I think you said something to the extent of like, hey buddy, you want to start a course with me to teach people how to start their own pediatric practices? And I'm like, yes, I'm 100% in here.
Well, we get the same questions over and over, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like at least once a week, maybe more, I get an email. I know you get the same email, Facebook message. Like, hey man, can I get a copy of your business plan? Who did you get your lending through? Like, what documents you need to hire employees? And it just kind of, I mean, you like helping people, but it's like, it'd be great to offer them, like, here, check, I've got this step-by-step recipe you can follow. It's going to walk you through the whole thing without having to repeat yourself. It's just so much more efficient. But I know you and I have put in a tremendous amount of time working on this project, too, because it's been, I mean, 6 months and all the downtime, and we've put a lot of sweat equity and our time into building this little baby here. So I'm excited with you to kind of launch it here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's good information. I think your information's great, way better than mine. But our information's wonderful. I mean, I talk to the residents all the time, and I do a course on a lot of this information. Then I get follow-up questions. And I think this platform is going to help a lot of people open their own practice and kind of alleviate that stress and uncertainty of what to expect over opening a practice.
Yeah. And it was funny, too, is you and I have kind of kept this project under wraps that we've been building this for so long. But every time we get on Facebook, somebody posts anonymously, you know, I'm tired of my associateship. I want to start my own practice. I'm nervous. Anybody have any good resources? And I just like, I so bad want to reach out to them, but I'm like, no, we got to wait. We got to wait till.
But now we can.
But now we can.
Now we can.
It's out. So right now we're recording. It's like mid April. You're going to be at AAPD.
We're going to be at AAPD. Well, I'm going to be at AAPD.
Yeah. I am attentively speaking. Likely not going to be there because I've got a wedding and a few other things going on that weekend, but we're going to have a booth set up. You're going to be there kind of with some videos, showing people the platform.
Yep.
Doing everything.
So. We're going to have a contest. You can win a Yeti cooler. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm going to show everything, kind of what to expect. It's not going to be live. The content's not going to be live at that point, but shouldn't be long after that.
Right. Yeah. We're kind of shooting for like a June, kind of early summer, June, July kind of time frame. But where we're at now is, you know, Corey and I, we've been writing content for this, and we'll kind of go over the details about what's all in the course. But, you know, we're going to have this professionally filmed and edited and put together, again, in an on-demand course. But it's just taking quite a bit of time, not only to write the content, but we have dates scheduled to film everything, refilm it over. Shout out to Richard Baxter, who's been kind of our guy and helping us put together based off of his tongue tie course, because we kind of use that as some inspiration for this as well. But kind of currently in the process of filming everything and finalizing stuff. But yeah, should be AAPD is going to be, you know, the chance to get on our email list, get some more information, and then we'll formally launch in, you know, in the summer in June or July. So
yeah, it's a lot of good content. There's like what, 15 hours worth of content?
15 about, yep, 15 yeah. Hours. So the way we structure this is we've got, you know, we kind of, when we started making this project, thought, okay, where are the common sticking points? Where do we see a lot of dentists get into trouble? What are the common questions we answer? And then we kind of just started building a big outline, and we've had to fill gaps along the way. But really, we tried to do this chronologically in the startup process from, you know, we've been calling this like a power version of a pediatric dentistry MBA, essentially, right? So, you know, it starts with things as simple as like basic terminology, basic business, you know, just different terminology, accounting terminology, like what's a profit and loss. Just gets into kind of the weeds that looks at the macroeconomics of our profession. And then we kind of walk through somewhat chronologically the order of operations for starting the practice. So you kind of learn basic business acumen, you know, demographic studies, setting up legal structures, you know, the construction process, getting a loan, employees. And then I know you did a lot of it. And we can back up and say, too, what's nice is you and I both have our different strengths and weaknesses. And I feel like we complemented each other really well creating this course. You know, like there's a lot of things that I felt I was fairly not lacking, but just not as strong in, being a single doc, one practice, you know, kind of a one home base type of guy. And you have more of a multi-practice, having done multiple startups, a lot more team members, did really well with human resources, office culture, really good system. So I think we complemented each other really well, whereas too. Yeah.
Yeah, I just made more mistakes on a scale.
Yeah, right. So.
So we can learn from those.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is, you know, Casey and I wanted to do this because there's a lot of general provider resources around these topics, but there's no, or limited pediatric resources, mm-hmm. right? And so we wanted to focus it around pediatric dentistry.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, to your point, we talked about, yeah, general dentists have a lot of practice mastermind groups and things, or, you know, a lot of people get intimidated because they want to hire a consultant. You know, do I need a consultant to help me do this? But as we talked about, the reality is most people, dentists, are capable of doing a startup. There's just little sticking points that you need help getting through. And, you know, a lot of people, and I don't blame them, because myself included, like didn't want to spend 20, 30, 40 grand on a, you know, on a very in-depth consultant to help you do everything, where, you know, with a few courses, videos that you can access, you know, we've got all of our documents on there, like our, you know, I for just one that comes to mind, the when negotiating your lease space, got that document with a big spreadsheet of how to compare, you know, different deals there, or the supply ordering list. Like sometimes it's just nice where if you have those little things, you can save yourself a lot of money by doing it yourself and not paying. You know, our course could save people a lot of money, where if the other option was we hired a consultant and spend a ton of money to have somebody help it. So I think there's a lot of DIYers out in the world of pediatric dentistry that will really appreciate all the stuff that we put
together.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, like we shared a lot. Casey and I have been really transparent about all the documents we shared, even down to our loan mm-hmm. documents, like the exact details of our loan. And so I think Casey and I, speaking for Casey here, but I think we're happy to share any other documents that are requested. But it's a nice guide to give you the stepping stones into opening your own practice.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think the way that we were just talking before we started recording, like how would this work for, say somebody is a podcast listener, is interested in starting their own practice, but nervous about taking the jump. You know, what's nice about our course is, you know, you sign up for it. It's a month-to-month kind of a subscription base where you pay certain dollar amount a month, and then you get access to all the materials. If you can blaze through it all in a couple months and your startup goes really quickly, you know, you'll just pay for a few months worth of the content. If it takes you a long time, you have access to that material for an extended period of time. Plus other perks that, you know, as this grows, if we get a lot of traction and more dentists want to open their own practice and get burnout by, you know, corporate dentistry or whatever the case is, like we're going to try to stay on top of this and continue to add content, have webinars. You know, we talked about doing maybe some one-on-one coaching time, just by the hour, you know.
Like, very affordable.
Yeah, very, very affordable, where, say, you know, you want somebody, you want Corey or I to really look at your floor plan before construction starts and say, do I have this 100% optimized? Like, you know, you or I can sit down for an hour and go over with them and really review, like, you know, this makes sense, this doesn't. So it comes with a lot of extra perks besides just all of our expertise and content material that we put into this online video and presentation format. So there's a lot of benefits that come with the course as well, too.
Yeah, and the nice thing you mentioned earlier, we each have our strengths, we each have our weaknesses, and so this one-on-one opportunity too, well, you can leverage that, right? You can reach out and you guys can, you know, get specific guidance on topics that Casey or I are particularly strong in.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, I was thinking as part of this conversation too, just for people listening that are either, I don't know, to add something that's not just like us promoting our, you know,
sure,
advertising.
Yeah.
Maybe I thought we could also touch on why, part of our why in this was like, why did we create this course? And the answer is because we're really passionate about startups and owning your practice and kind of controlling your future there. So it might even be worth talking about like what we think some of the benefits are of you know, if somebody's listening to this and they're on the fence or have wanted to start, you know, do I start my practice? Am I better off as a long-term associate? And we cover that in the course.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might be worth touching on some of the benefits and maybe from our experience, why being a practice owner, and why we're a fan of being practice owners. Obviously, yeah, we're a fan because we just spent 6 months and all of our time and money creating a course. But, you know, I guess from your experience, would you, what are some, you know, benefits you would say, or some things that, how has it improved your life, I guess, and professionally and personally, being a practice owner versus if you would have just stayed, gone and worked as an associate right away, I guess?
Well, I probably work more as a practice owner, right?
Yeah. You work more than probably about, you're sending me emails on this course at about 5 in the morning. We've had like Zoom calls going over this at 5:15, 5:30
in the morning.
It's
yeah,
like you and I are booked solid doing stuff until, you know, 9 o'clock at night. So you do, nobody can accuse you of not being a hard worker.
I mean, that's part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't change it for the world. The flexibility it gives me with my family, you know, my kids, if they have any events, I could take vacation whenever. I don't have to ask anybody, mm-hmm, except for my wife. You know, just the flexibility it provides. Yes, there are some nuances, some administrative headaches, which we hope our course can help alleviate.
Right.
But, again, I wouldn't change it for the world, just the flexibility it provides in my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Not having to work somebody else's schedule that they want us to work. Being able to go on vacation, being able to attend my kids' sporting and activities, mm, whenever I want. I can carve that out however I'd like.
Yeah. Yeah. The autonomy is just a huge feature. Yeah. You can order the supplies you want to order. You can practice the way you want to practice. You can build the team the way you want to build them. And I will say, you know, there's a bit of a flip to this too, where I know when I was wet behind the ears, you call it, like in residency, like, I want to start my own practice so that if I want to take off that day and go deer hunting in the afternoon, I can do that. And you quickly learn that that's not really how it works. You know, it's like if I want to go off on a hunting trip, I got to plan it about 8 months in advance.
Yes.
You know, otherwise your patients aren't too happy if they wait 3 months for an appointment and you bail on them the day before. But yeah, to your point, autonomy is awesome. We kind of review too in our content, like some of the more dollars and cents side of things from the, you know, the increase in income, the tax planning benefits and how that works.
Benefits.
Humongous. Most people don't really understand how our tax, you know, how you know, getting into the details of that.
Sure.
So we have a whole giant lesson spelling out like how taxes work and how being a business owner affects your taxes and lowers your taxable income. So that's huge. The retirement planning we talk about, but the, you know, if you're the type of person that, you know, wants to prioritize working hard now so that you can spend a lot of time with your family and doing the things you're passionate about later, you know, being a practice owner could definitely be a good option too.
Yeah, and it takes a lot of discipline, but I think our course outlines how to be disciplined in those realms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's probably worth saying there's definitely people that I've met and talked to along the way that would, you know, I doubt this will happen, but there's probably people that could listen to our course and maybe determine, looking at this, like, man, this is a lot of work. This is a big commitment.
Yeah.
You sign your name on that lease for the, you know, the commercial space you're going to be renting, and like you're locked in. And for some people, you know, being a highly compensated lifetime associate is not necessarily a bad option. And we go over that. But,
yeah,
you know, if you, you know, if you've got a lot of other debt and you're content, you like your job, you've got a big family, you don't have a lot of time, you know, time seems to be the big one where, you know, some people, it's just, it's a better option to be an associate. So I won't say we're trying to twist people's arms to be a practice owner, but we certainly make a strong case for how being a practice owner is maybe the fastest way to have, you know, a really fulfilling career, reach maybe financial independence really early, pay off a lot of big practice loans. We kind of review a lot of those key points into, you know, why practice ownership is important.
When you talk about debt too, I mean, a lot of people's fear is that I have this, you know, daunting student loan payment to make. And we talk about that in our course, right?
Yeah.
How to mitigate and how to, you know, skirt around that and be responsible paying that. But I think there's ways to, and you've done this, to pay that down very quickly as a practice owner.
Yeah.
And we're obviously advocates for it because we are practice owners. Mm-hmm. But to your point, there's people that aren't, it's not for everybody. But again, we're hoping this course for those that are on the fence will kind of push them towards practice ownership.
Yeah. Well, and how many times do we answer the question, somebody reaches out or Facebook messages, and it's like, you know, I want to start a practice, but I've got these giant student loans. Like, do I tackle those first? Does it make sense to go into more debt? Like, do I buy a house first? Like, the debt management portion of practice ownership is a giant topic that comes
up. And we talk about it.
And we go into it. Yeah. And make a good case for it. So,
I mean, we see on social media every day. I saw two posts this morning on IPEDO asking about, you know, ownership.
Yeah.
Should I be an owner? And we see it all the time. And again, we're hoping that we can help support and alleviate some of these fears for those that are on the fence.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be nice. Again, there's been such a void in our specific, very, you know, in pediatric dentistry, not necessarily dentistry in general, but, you know, if you went and searched on IPEDO for the number of people asking for advice on startups, I mean, it's just endless. And it's always just been, you know, if you browse the forums, you'll find stuff, or you can listen to a few podcasts. Bobby Elliott, great guy. He's got a good course.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's never been like a direct, I keep calling it a recipe, but, you know, here, you can follow this recipe step by step. If you go through and watch all the videos and learn everything, like, you can follow the recipe that other people have used, that you and I have used to be really successful. You know, I don't know quite the saying, but it's like, you know, you don't have to reinvent something. You just have to, like, find other people that have done something smart before and just follow how, just emulate how they do things. That's basically all we've kind of done is, you know, learning from our mistakes. We've learned mistakes from other dentists that were, you know, we had as mentors along the way, and just put all of the things we've learned onto paper, into a script, into a recorded presentation, and designed a course around it.
Into a consolidated forum.
Mm-hmm.
All in so you're place. Not looking at various places.
So yeah, I'm really excited. I'm hoping at AAPD, you know, this episode will probably launch in early May. And so, you know, people listening to this now definitely got to come check you out, or got to look for it. Little Smiles Practice Mastery. We haven't even said the name of the course. We've been talking this whole time. People are going to be walking around.
We decide on a name.
Yeah. It's trademarked. Okay. But Little Smiles Practice Mastery. So if you're walking around AAPD and you see Corey hanging out in a little booth, and there's a sign that says, want to start your own, you know, dental practice, you got to come say hi and just, like, shake his hand. Say, like,
come chat.
Yeah. You know, even if it's just like, you know, maybe right now is not a good time for me to come start a practice, but it's something I'm interested in. You know, I feel like you and I both make ourselves very available for mentoring / you know, helping other people out and getting them started and stuff. So even just coming and, like, learning a little bit and shaking a hand, it's like being good work, getting networking, plus, you know, getting, again, we're going to get an email list together. I've got some podcast QR codes, but just kind of getting establishing a relationship where if you ever do want to take the course, or maybe you're interested in doing a startup in 2 or 3 years, you kind of know that you have that little hidden gem that you can kind of access to kind of accelerate the start, I guess.
Well, it's on demand. You don't have to travel.
Yes.
It's on your phone. It's on your computer, wherever is accessible by internet. And that's why I loved working with you on this, is because you think similarly. Like, we're happy to help in any capacity we can.
Yeah.
You do it in a different platform. You do it through your podcast and one-on-one. I do it through talking to different residencies and one-on-one. And so I think it's great that we want to help.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody to succeed on that. So
yeah. You know, and we were talking about this too, but even if this whole project we've been working on forever, we spent all this money on, like, even if it crashes and burns, if we at least get a handful of people that were interested in starting a practice, like, we're nervous to do it, and they sign up and they learn a few things and it helps them not make mistakes, like, I'm going to call that a win. If we just, you know,
if we help one person, I'll be happy.
Then our time will be worth it. Yeah.
It'll be so worth it.
If nobody signs up and then it just sits in cyberspace, then I'll be like, dang, I could have maybe done some other things. But, in, you know, this has been, you can speak to this too, but it's been weird now that we're kind of wrapped up. I feel like, what am I doing with my free time? Because literally every lunch I had that was free, I was sick one day. I had to stay home from work. I sat in bed with like a head cold and was just typing and making.
Yeah, you messaged me. You're like, I didn't go to work today, but I worked on our project.
Yeah, well, I laid in bed.
Now I need to be sick. I can learn this because I'm working this on the weekends and late at nights and early in the mornings. And I enjoyed every minute. And I learned a ton while doing it as well.
Yeah.
It kind of consolidated my thoughts. And I learned a lot from you. I hope you learned something from me.
100%.
But it's been a really good project. And I love that it's consolidated. And again, we're going to make it more robust as we get feedback on topics to talk about.
Yeah, too. And kind of have additional. We're hoping maybe we do, after a year, maybe do like a 2.0 and come out with more content, more if we get feedback from listeners that say, man, we're a little light on, you know, what is on XYZ, or I want to learn a little bit more about this, like then we can come up with more content. Mm-hmm. Talked about also doing, you know, the way that we do podcasts. I think it'd be kind of cool to have on other really successful pediatric dentists that I know that maybe aren't super vocal about it, getting them on and having them spell out some very specific, you know, keys to their success, and having that be like a podcast or a course feature too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like the more intelligent, successful pediatric dentists you kind of get, you know, injecting their knowledge and wealth of knowledge into this course, you know, the better it's going to be kind of create that community for everybody to sort of use to start their own practice too.
Right.
Yeah.
And you said this earlier too, like none of us are reinventing the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. We're just augmenting what everybody else has done. And so it's nice to have those other successful pediatric dentists talking about what they've done and modified in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
okay. So, you know, as we kind of start wrapping up here, is there anything I didn't cover here? I think we kind of went over the details of the course, kind of tell people what to expect. You know, the next big step, this podcast will roll out. Check us out at AAPD in Toronto. Hopefully everybody, you know, if you're a resident, if you're interested in starting practice, come find us. You'll see our little logo. It's Corey did a killer job getting this logo made. You're going to see a little guy with like, is it a mortar board? What's that hat called?
Oh, I have no idea.
You know what I mean? The little, you graduate. Yeah. And you're going to see Little Smiles Practice Mastery. But yeah, come say hi, check us out. And then that way we can kind of keep you posted when the course does go live. And then in the meantime, you know, can shoot up either one of us. I guess you just throw out some contact info if somebody wants some like pre-course info or has questions about thing coming up maybe.
So right now, and I don't think we've mentioned this either, we're really terrible about mentioning what the product's name is. So you can go to our website.
Yeah.
It's pediatricdentalmba.com.
For sure.
Yeah. And if you do a Google search of Little Smiles Practice Mastery, you can find us as well.
Yeah.
But you can go on there, sign up, put your email in, and we'll contact you when we go live. But my personal email is drdr.corey, C-O-R-E-Y, at littlesmilespediatricdentist@singular.com.
Cool. Or I've got the Bruise and Tiny
team. Oh, yeah, Bruise and Tiny. Way easier.
It is. Yeah, you can just shoot me a message.
Forget what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, kind of use the podcast as a platform just to get listeners kind of informed that this is out there for people that are interested in doing startups. So
yeah, forget my email. Just listen to Casey.
Yeah, that's fair. Either way, both of those work. Yeah, and you know, and our landing page for the website is mostly just, you know, we're gonna get some videos up there and kind of a promotional trailer here in the next, you know, few weeks or so. But even if you just get on there and shoot us an email, we can at least get you signed up if somebody's interested in getting on this right away.
For sure.
So we can kind of do that as well. But Corey, it feels good to sit here and kind of have this final conversation as we, you know, kind of are in the twilight stages of the actual heavy lifting part of this project. So now we can kind of see a bit of our fruits of our labor and see if this thing can help some people and just watch this little thing, this little seed that we've planted, watch it grow and blossom. So I'm kind of excited for the next stage of all this.
Hopefully we can help at least one person.
At least one person will be good.
At least one person.
Cool. Well, Corey, one more time, cheers. Appreciate all the work you put in. And
thank you.
We will see everybody out at AAPD at the end of May.
Thanks for listening to the Bruise and Tiny Teeth podcast. Be sure to DM our host, Casey Getz, on social media with any listener questions, comments, or tough clinical situations. We'll see you next week for another unfiltered episode.